Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. If you're a fan of the popular HBO series Game of Thrones, you may have wondered whether the direwolf is a real breed of wolves.
They were likable characters because they were fiercely loyal to their owners, the Stark family children. The truth is, direwolves are real and roamed the Earth from 2 million to 11,000 years ago during the Pleistocene epoch.
Many of their skeletal remains have been found in the La Brea tar pits in Southern California, as well as Ohio, Florida, and Mexico.
The latest genetic studies revealed that direwolves overlapped with early humans in North America, and that they may have died out with the woolly mammoths at the end of the last ice age.
What's also surprising is to learn that they're only distantly related to wolves. Yes, they share many features, but direwolves are larger than today's gray wolf, weighing 150 pounds. They had much bigger skulls, but smaller brains, and likely had reddish coats.
Based on this genomic research, direwolves will have a separate phylogenetic classification, termed Anocyon Dyrus. Anocyon translates as terrible, for it being a fierce predator of large herbivores.
They didn't interbreed with wolves or other dog-like species. This isolation of its gene pool, extinction of its prey caused by climate change, and competition from smaller wolves all led to the dire wolf's demise.
Now we just need science to tell us, what happened to the dragons?
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.